Butch Cassidy's Final Heist. Story by Leon A. Schatz and historical consultant Greg Nickerson. Screenplay by Leon A. Schatz. Exterior near Hole in the Wall, Wyoming, night. A swath of sagebrush blows gently in the wide-open plain, the dark mountains barely visible in the distance. Dryden Ranch near Hole in the Wall, Wyoming, July 1899. A lone horseman, an olden day deputy, appears in the distance and races toward us with growing sounds of hoofbeats and heavy breath. The horse races past. The rider's long coat flaps behind him. They disappear out of frame. Exterior Dryden Cabin, 1899, night. Light flickers within a small cabin. The olden day deputy slides his horse to a halt near the front door. The rider dismounts, his boots splashing in the mud. On the front porch, olden day deputy's large, meaty fist pounds on the door. The door slowly creaks open to reveal Abigail Dryden, age 30, an attractive, no-nonsense woman of the land, holding her young son, age 3. She inspects the exhausted old day deputy at her doorstep.
Yes?
Sorry to bother you so late, Sister Dryden. We're closing in on him. And that is, we think it may be the Wild Bunch. Seen or heard anything in trouble this evening?
Oh, goodness sakes. Why, no, not that I can think of. But will you come in and warm up a bit? I'll put on some cocoa.
I wish I could, ma'am. I wish I could. See you at church Sunday.
Oh, sure. Good luck, Billy, and be careful.
Exterior, Dryden Cabin, 1899, continuous. Back by the barn, a shadowy figure of a man lurks in the darkness, watching as the olden day deputy remounts and races his horse off into the rain. At the back of the cabin, a door creaks open and the woman's voice calls out,
"All clear, Butch."
The dark figure emerges. This is presumably Butch Cassidy. He moves towards Abigail Dryden. He stops abruptly right in front of her. She stares into his eyes as he pulls out a wooden trinket from his pocket and hands it to her. She looks at it with wonder. He pulls a rolled up sheepskin map from under his coat and hands it to her. The map changes hands. She looks at the map as the man, Butch, turns to leave, mounts his horse and rides off into the night. Abigail Dryden unrolls the map and looks at it in amazement as title card, Butch Cassidy's Final Heist. Opening credit. Exterior, Crazy Woman Canyon, day. Big open rough country. Rock ledges overlook a thick forest. A lake glitters in the sun. Bighorn Mountains, Wyoming, present day. A massive cliff towers above the dense mass of aspens. In the trees, a mountain trail stretches around a large boulder. Two large boots step into frame. Walter Dryden, 60s, a rugged cowboy version of an aged and weathered Indiana Jones, gazes out towards a rock spire in the distance. He lifts the sheepskin map into view and studies a section with a drawing of a remarkably similar rock spire. The map's legend reads, Hole in the Wall, 1897. Walter pulls the wood trinket from his pocket.
I got you this time, old friend.
He re-rolls the map and tucks it safely into a fly rod case. The sound of leaves rustle and crackle from behind Walter, almost like footsteps.
I had a feeling you'd be up here, Mr. Dryden.
Walter turns and receives a healthy thwack to the head. Black. Exterior, sketchy alleyway in Seattle, day. Traffic cruises past on a busy street near an alley. Title card, Seattle, Washington. Trash dumpsters line the dark alley. Behind one of the dumpsters, leaning against the brick wall, stands Nathan Dryden, age 26, a hipster techie type. He pulls a self-modified laptop from his backpack. On screen, Nathan hacks into a Wi-Fi signal from across the street. He types rapid fire. A map on screen reveals his location in downtown Seattle. He hits confirm location.
Black Market, Vote 63, bring me the goods.
Nathan counts out several hundred dollars cash and stuffs it in an envelope. He scopes the sketch in the alley as he waits. A homeless man lays in a pile of garbage 20 feet away. Moments later, an unidentified motorcyclist in black leathers on a crotch rocket creeps to a stop at the back side of the alley. He waves Nathan to approach.
Got the money?
The package.
The motorcyclist pulls a padded package out of his black leather jacket. Nathan hands his envelope full of cash to the motorcyclist, who peeks inside to check.
Let's have it, man.
The motorcyclist holds the package out to Nathan, but as Nathan goes to grab it, The motorcyclist tosses the package to the ground and tears off down the alley. Nathan quickly grabs the package and rips it open, only to realize he's been duped. The package contains a book with the price tag 1995 entitled Butch Cassidy, My Uncle.
God damn it!
A crack of lightning and the raindrops begin to fall. Interior, Nathan's apartment, Seattle, day. Computers and devices blink and whir all about the apartment. A rack of servers for Bitcoin mining, stacks of books, half of them on Butch Cassidy and half on computer hacking. Nathan, soaked from the rain, enters and sets the book next to three other copies of it. Nathan takes off his wet hat and wrings it out before logging into the nearest computer. He checks a black market website. On screen, we see him load a third-party app and the username blackmarket063 pops up.
Lucky I don't rob you blind.
Nathan types a quick bit of code and a pop-up button appears. Complete transfer. Nathan clicks his mouse. On screen, $200 transfers out of the account. A techno song ringtone erupts from his pocket. He pulls his cell out, and to much of his surprise, it's a 307 number, Wyoming. Nathan debates on whether or not to answer and finally slides the green phone icon upward.
Hey, hard to believe you'd call. What do you mean he's missing? What new clue? I would, but I can't, okay? Not after what happened.
Outside Nathan's window, a bolt of lightning flashes. A huge thunderclap, sending Nathan's mind on a little trip. Dry, dusty trail, southwestern landscape, day. Gunshots ring out. The sound of thunder suddenly becomes a bandito firing his weapon. A lone stranger, Butch Cassidy, perhaps. But as he turns, it's actually a beautiful mother who stands nursing a baby against the setting sun. A bullet rips through her chest. A moment's calm as she looks down at her blood-stained clothing. The gunshots flicker at the woman, climaxing as interior, Nathan's apartment, Seattle, continuous. Another huge flash of lightning as Nathan listens to the person on the phone.
Look, I just can't. But hey, it's good to finally hear from someone. Bye.
Nathan looks at the book he just got duped into buying. Butch Cassidy, My Uncle. Another big crack of lightning and we're transported to exterior, near hole-in-the-wall Wyoming, night. Back in the past again, the jagged light flash illuminates two riders racing down the stormlit trail. The lead rider, Sundance Kid, yanks the reins and pulls his mare to a halt. The other rider, at a place, follows suit. They listen. Silence between thunderclaps in the distant rain. Then through the darkness, the sound of a coyote howl. The lead rider perks his ears and echoes back a long howl in response. Three short barks pierce the night, and the two riders turn their horses and gallop toward the sound.